Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be
Amen. Matthew, Gospel, chapter number 25, and begin reading verse number 1, familiar passage to you. The Bible said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.' Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' Not, but the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to the buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open unto us.' He answered and said, 'Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Our Heavenly Father and our gods, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, God, such a beautiful day, Lord, that you've given unto us this morning, God. And I do pray that you bless everyone that we've made mention here this morning, God, the sick and the afflicted, God, and those this morning, God, that are in the hospital and the nursing homes, and those, God of heaven, this morning that are bedfast at home. I pray you'd encourage their hearts and draw them unto yourself this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. And Lord, may the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up high this morning, God. I pray that, Lord, that you might anoint your men afresh and new this morning. God, give them the fire in their soul this morning, God, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word. May it go forth and accomplish in the hearts and lives of your people this morning. God, I pray you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ. Be born again in the family of God this morning. I pray, Lord, that you'd have your way and your will. Use us as you see fit, God. I thank you for the prayers you've answered, the needs you've supplied, and the goodness, Lord, you bestowed upon us, all that we've received at your hand this week. We want to praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen this morning and amen. I want to preach on the thought this morning. You hear me now concerning the misfortune of the foolish. The misfortune of the foolish this morning. The Bible said this morning here that there were 5 wise and 5 foolish this morning. The parable that the Lord gave this morning here lays out an unfortunate outcome for those who are not ready to meet him when he returns. The Lord dealing with an unfortunate circumstance that you and I are still part of today. But the only way we'll ever know the outcome is when he comes again. You say, "Well, I'm so tired of hearing about Jesus coming again. I'm so tired of hearing preachers preach about the Lord coming again." Well, brother, you just hang on just a little longer and you won't ever have to hear another the message about Jesus coming again. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said that there were 5 wise and 5 foolish. There was as many ready to meet him as there was not ready to meet him this morning. I don't think he was talking about a lost and dying world. Dear friend, I guarantee you, if you get the scope of the world, there's many more that's not ready as the few that are ready. Jesus said the gate is wide and the way is broad. Dear friend, and many be that lead there to destruction. But the way is straight and the gate is narrow that leads unto life everlasting this morning. I believe he's alluding to those that are in the church this morning. How tragic that it is that in our churches there's as many unsaved as there are saved.
in the day in which we live. This is the generation of the Laodicean church. That dispensation, that age, that period of time wherein the church is carrying on business and the Lord's on the outside knocking. Amen. Dear friend, the Bible said there'd come a time they would not endure sound doctrine. They'd turn away from the truth. They'd be deceived. They'd be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Dear friend, and I believe we're in that time. But before we look into this misfortune of the foolish this morning, I want you to look at this entire chapter, and we'll just briefly touch on this discourse as he began to reveal the events of the great tribulation time. Amen. Verse 32, how the Bible said, learn the parable of the fig tree. In fact, there are seven parables dealing with this generation here in this chapter this morning. First three of them deal with the warning to a lost and a dying world before the rapture. The second three parables deal with the witness of the church before the rapture. And the last one deals with the woe that is to a world after the rapture and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 24 and verse 32, he talks about the parable of the unobservant. Those that do not pay attention. He said, look at the fig tree. He said, you know when you see it begin to blossom, how that springtime is here. Dear friend, if you can't look at the events of this world, if you cannot discern and see that things are coming apart by the seams, there is no answer, there is no hope. Dear friend, and you know this world's in bad shape. Amen. Dear friend, God warns you to take notice of these things and know that it is near, even at the door. In chapter 24 and verse 37, he gives warning to the unknowing. In the days of Noah, the flood came and took them all away, and they knew not until it was too late. Amen. There are so many banking on tomorrow. So many that's counting on next week. So many that have planned to live here a long time. But brother, I'm telling you, death or the return of the Lord Jesus Christ could take place at any moment, and you would unknowingly meet death. Dear friend, in chapter 24 and verse 43, he warns the unsuspecting, the good men of the house. He said, if that man had known what hour the thief was going to come, he would have been ready for it. Man, there's a great danger, dear friend, this morning in procrastination, in putting off, dear friend, the inevitable. The Lord is warning you to be ready in that hour. In chapter 24 and verse 45, he gives witness to the church before the rapture, talking about the unruly, the householder, dear friend, that went away and left his servants in charge. Dear friend, and the servant said, our Lord is delaying his coming. I'm telling you, friend of mine, you and I this morning, it's hard to convince the world of the rapture. You can't even convince the church of the rapture this morning. But I'm telling you, we need to wise up and realize that he is soon coming again. Here in chapter 25, he talks about the unwise, those that are not looking for him to come again. Dear friend, in chapter 25 and verse 14, he talks about the unfaithful. Dear friend, you and I this morning that are saved, there will come a time when we'll stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the life that we've lived. Dear friend, this morning, and those that are faithful will be rewarded, those unfaithful I'll be ashamed. In the latter part of chapter 25, he gives the woe to this world for those that are unconcerned concerning the judgment of the nations. The sheep and the goats will be divided. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning that the Lord is coming again. again. And as the song said, it could be just any day now. Woo! It could be any day now that the Lord Jesus Christ step out on a cloud. You say, I've heard it all my life, preacher. Then you've got no excuse for not being ready if you've heard it all your life. Amen. Let's look at these verses that we read to you and talk about the foolish. I want to say, first of all, there is a missed opportunity for them to get ready. Amen. And now, the Bible said that while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered. And they all slept. It could be said that the saved were sleeping and the lost were slumbering. Amen. But listen, either way, there is no excuse. They knew he was coming. Amen. Dear friend, they was all in the same place. The wise and the foolish came together. That's why I believe he's talking about the local church. Amen. Dear friend, I'm not trying to excuse the passerbyers. Every once in a whilers, dear friend, but I'm telling you, what reason can you offer him sitting on the church pews Sunday in and Sunday out if you're not ready to meet him when he comes? I'm not trying to get you to doubt your salvation. I'm not trying to get you to question your experience. I'm telling you, you need to be ready. You need to be more than a member of the church. You need to be more than confirmed or baptized. You need to be born again, saved, washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. They all went out to meet him. Amen. There are those that have heard the gospel so many times, it seems to have no effect upon them. They've slumbered upon the pews. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning you better wise up and realize that you need Christ in your life. Amen. I don't know how long he's going to wait. Dear friend, but he's given you ample opportunity. He's given you a space of repentance. He's given you a measure of faith. He's given you the grace of God that's appeared unto all men. There is no excuse. The Bible said, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art. And so there is a missed opportunity to get ready to meet Jesus when he comes again. But I want to say also, there's a miscalculation to be ready when he comes. The Bible said he came at midnight. Amen. It was the last possible moment of the day. Amen. At that time when it just about passes from this day into the next. Amen. But he said, no man knoweth the day nor the hour. I don't care how many calculations they put in. I don't care how many equations they figure out. Man will never know the day, the hour when the Lord is coming again. He said, be ready, because he's coming in the hour that you think not. Amen. He may come early in the morning. He may come in the middle of the day. He may come at dusk. He may come on a holiday. But thank God this morning you need to be ready. And dear friend, listen, these miscalculated because they did not know, dear friend, this morning when he is expected. Amen. I mean, we're not looking at the signs. We're listening for the sound. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, you can look and see. Dear friend, you can read the paper like I can. You can see the evening news like I can. Brother, this thing is coming to a head. It's a boiling. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, one of these days it's going to let loose. And before you can blink your eye, thank God the church is going to be gone. And the devil's going to have his way in this world. They miscalculated. He didn't come early in the morning, so maybe they thought they had to later on. I don't know. Job. Dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't know when he's coming, brother. And you don't know when you're going to die. Amen. Dear friend, death is but a step between you and death. Your life is but a vapor that's here for a little while. Dear friend, this morning, and I'm telling you, you better be ready when death may come. You say, well, preacher, I'll get right if I'm laying in the hospital bed, or if I'm on the side of the road in a car wreck, I'll pray then. Brother, I'm telling you, you may be in a coma. You may be in a vegetative state. You may be unconscious. Dear friend, I'm telling you, don't wait till that moment so slips away. The foolish did not figure God in their future. Amen. The Lord is coming again. Then let me say, they some misinformation on how to become ready. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, I don't know about this crowd. Even with the wise ones, they said, dear friend, the unwise said, give us of your oil. And they said, well, we can't do that, but go buy for yourself. Dear friend, and I realize there's probably some deeper theological meaning to that. But the fact of the matter is, brother, you can't borrow it and you can't buy it. You'll have to have it for yourself. Amen. Dear friend, all of these had vessels, but only five had oil. Amen. The oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God. You can have church membership and not have the Holy Spirit. You can, dear friend, this morning be baptized. You can be faithful and not be or have the Holy Spirit. You can be obedient to tithe and to attend and still not have the Holy Spirit. That's what matters. The Bible said the Lord knoweth them that are his. He recognized that one without a wedding garment. He said, I'm the shepherd and the sheep know my voice. And I'm telling you, when the trumpet sounds, the Bible said the same Spirit that raised up Christ Jesus will also quicken our mortal body. It's not because you wear a suit and a tie. It's not because you tote a Bible. It's not because you attend church. Dear friend, it's because when you got saved, God put something in you. Thank God. Hey, that'll lift you out of this world when he comes again. Amen. They said, give of your oil. Dear friend, listen, I can't get you saved. Mom and Daddy can't get you saved. Dear friend, God's got children, but he has no grandchildren. Salvation cannot be passed down from one generation to the next. You've got to have a personal relationship yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot buy it. Salvation was purchased by only one that paid it, and that's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's more precious than silver and gold or rubies or diamonds. In fact, if a man gain the whole world and lose his own his soul, he's not profited anything. Man, you can't barter it. Dear friend, the Bible said, what shall you offer God in exchange for your soul? Dear friend, you can't offer him your good works. You can't offer him your good deeds. You can't offer him your dedication. In fact, the Bible said they came and said, Lord, Lord, open up to us. Jesus said, in that day many shall say, Lord, have we not done many mighty works in your name? Have we not done all of these things? Dear friend, and he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you this morning. Amen. And then there is the misconception. If you're not ready. The Bible said that they came to the door and knocked and said, open unto us. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot today with the Left Behind series. Dear friend, and a lot of this garbage going around. I tell you what to do in case you miss the rapture. I'm telling you this morning on the authority of God's word, if you miss the rapture, you've missed it. Amen. I don't care if they leave behind videos. I don't care if they leave behind manuals. I don't care if they leave behind instructions. I'm telling you, if you had opportunity to be saved on this side of the rapture, you will be damned on the other side of the rapture. Dear friend, the door door is going to be shut. Amen. And it's not going to open for anyone and for any reason. Amen. And if they said open now to us, brother, I want to tell you the door is open now. And whosoever will can come. And you can come freely. You can come without price. And no one or nothing can stop you. He'll in no wise cast you aside. And if I'm telling you this morning, you I can come. The door is open. But once it's shut forever this morning. And the delusion's going to be sent. 2 Thessalonians, I said that God shall send them a strong delusion. That believe not the truth, that they all might be damned. Because they love not the truth, that they might be saved. Amen. And if I'm telling you this morning, all of these soothsayers, dear friend, this morning that tell you it'll be all right when the church, dear friend, I'll tell you that rapture takes place. They can feel the church, they can feel the pews, they can feel the altars. But when God has closed up heaven, dear friend, this morning, you can plead, you can beg, dear friend, but I believe God's going to send a strong delusion, and they're going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to believe his lie, dear friend, and they're going to be lost eternally. The Bible said, whosoever is not found written in the book of life shall be cast in a lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone forever. It will not go well with the foolish. It does not end well with the foolish this morning. Dear friend, and finally, there's the missing who are ready. Amen. Verse 10 said, they went in with him. I'm going to be in that number. Amen. You say, preacher, you're confident. You better believe I am. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. I'm as saved as a man can be. I thank God this morning I put my faith and trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. I'm saved and I'm going in when he comes again. I hope you're ready. Don't be foolish this morning. Don't put it off any longer. Any day now, he could come again. Woo, hallelujah. I thank God. May the Lord richly bless you this morning.